This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. As the North Texas economy has boomed over the last decade, something else has surged too, the wealth gap between whites and people of color. For KERA's One Crisis Away project, we'll dig into a new report called The Racial Wealth Divide in Dallas with Diedrich Asante-Muhammad. He helped put that report together for the nonprofit Prosperity Now. Diedrich Asante-Muhammad, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
What exactly does it mean to be liquid asset poor?
So liquid asset poverty gets to kind of the more general idea of what we're talking about in terms of wealth versus income. Income's how much you're pulling in each year. Wealth would be kind of your assets minus your debts. And liquid wealth would be your wealth that wouldn't include, you know, your pension, or wouldn't include the equity in your home, but actual financial resources that you can get access to in case of emergency or in case of an opportunity.
There's a pretty startling statistic about households of color that are liquid asset poor compared to white households.
Yes, we see that African Americans have a liquid asset poverty rate of around 61%. Hispanics have a liquid asset poverty rate of about 66%, and whites have a liquid asset poverty rate of just 23%. Blacks and Latinos have a liquid asset poverty rate about three times that of whites, and I think helps highlight how financially insecure these communities are.
How do actual assets, like owning a home, for example, factor into wealth?
Home ownership wouldn't factor into your liquid assets, but it would factor into your median wealth. It would be the equity in your home. And one of the things we see is that there's also massive disparities in the values of homes between blacks, whites, and Latinos, where whites have a median value of their home at around $300,000. For African Americans, it's only $85,000, and Hispanics not much better at $90,000. So again, we see these gaps in this case over three times of, you know, the number one source of wealth for most people is their homes, and we see how much less value black and Latino homes are in Dallas.
Let's talk about income. How does that break down by race?
We've seen a pretty steady decline in median income for blacks and Latinos. Since 1980, black and Latino income median income go down about $10,000 to the point today where the median black income is $30,000 and for Latinos is right around $40,000, while the median income for whites is about $73,000.
And in Dallas, white families are ahead of state and national averages, but black and Latino families are behind state and national averages.
No, absolutely. That is one of the greater challenges you see in Dallas. I mean, there's great economic inequality across the country in terms of income and wealth. But in Dallas, like in other cities, you find that oftentimes the white populations have much higher income than they do nationally. So the disparity in Dallas is even worse than it is found across the country.
And what does that disparity say about the future, especially since the Latino population here has seen such dramatic growth in the last three decades?
Yeah, this is oftentimes the argument I make for across the country that increasingly, as we have greater demographic change, the issue of racial economic inequality is an issue of a small population. It's really the issue of the future of the American middle class. But here in Dallas, that's already the case. I mean, people of color are about 70% of the population here in Dallas. And so when you have strong racial economic inequality, you're talking about economic insecurity for the majority of the people. It's not just African Americans who are below the national income rate. Asian Americans actually are substantially below the national median income rate. Nationally, Asian Americans make about 70-something thousand dollars a year. In Dallas, it's $55,000 a year. So we see a disparity among people of color that goes across blacks, Latinos, and Asians that you don't see across the country.
These numbers are pretty stark. How does a community like Dallas even begin to narrow the racial wealth gap?
Yeah, I mean, I think first it's being willing to take on the issue and recognize the issue. Oftentimes people want to say, well, let's not talk about things that can divide us. And I always put forward, if we don't talk about what is dividing us, we can never figure out how to get back together. And that's why we do these reports, is this racial wealth divide in Dallas piece, is to help put some numbers to it and then hopefully get some consensus or get those who've been working on the issue to recognize, okay, these numbers are unsustainable. They are a threat to the future of Dallas's economy. And it's something that the community has to come together and deal with if you want a strong economy.
Diedrich Asante-Muhammad of Prosperity Now, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks again for having me.